जय विष्णु पार्वती तथा चंद्र श्री श्री महा श्री भक्त वै बाबरी गोस्वामी महाराज की जय।
श्रोतां प्रसन्नात् मम बीज संविदो भवन्ति हुष्कर्ण रसायना कथा तस्यो जोषणात् अववर्गवर्त्मनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्तिरनुक्रमिष्यते। वंश नारदा वाकिंग बाय द साइड ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट ही सॉ इन द फॉरेस्ट टू बिग एनिमल्स, वन इज द बोर एंड अनदर इज द डियर। द बिग एनिमल्स वर शॉट बाय सम हंटर but they are not completely killed, but they are suffering. Narada was coming that way, and the hunter, he has already killed two animals, and again he wants to kill another animal, and he was pointing his arrow towards Narada. Narada was coming, and when he saw some saint is coming, he diverted. Then he told Narada, why you are coming this way? This is not the way. Where is that side? You go that side. Then Narada said, yes, I want to know from you. What do you know? What do you want? If you want any skin, of tiger skin or deer skin, you come to my home. Here I have no. He thought that he is a sadhu, he wants what he wants. He wants his skin to sit and sleep on. The Narada says, no, he is coming. Then his anger, when he talks to Narada, his anger first, then the anger of 10%. And gradually it is going down. It has come to 50%. And again it has come to 25%. When Narada came near, completely he lost his anger. Now, in Narada said, I have seen two animals. They are suffering. Who killed them? One who has killed them, he should kill them on the spot immediately. Then he said, I have killed them. And good, you are a hunter. It is your profession to kill animals and sell it, get money and maintain your family. Thereby you are committing less sin. Then he said, this is my duty. Every day I kill two or three animals. And my father used to do that. My grandfather used to do that. And yes, your profession is that you can kill. But why don't you kill them totally? Why should you allow them to suffer? Then what is the difference? Killing is one name. Suffer for half an hour and die. And one may die in the moment we kill them. you don't find any difference. On the other hand, I feel happy. I feel very much happy to see killing that while they are suffering. If I see that suffering, I will be happy. Then Narada was talking and he said, good. But you see that you kill the animal, right, that suffering, allow it to suffer. And at the time of your death, you have to undergo the suffering. Then an electric shock. You are just astonished to hear. And now that word is penetrated into his heart. And he said, I have committed sin. And daily I do this. And daily so many animals, after suffering for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, they die. So, that the death of my death, I also must suffer. That word acted in him. Then he said, what is the remedy, sir, that I have done so much sin? Then he asked for remedy, because it is the spiritual strength of Narada that has converted him by talking in minutes. When minutes, he was completely changed. Now he says, what shall I do? How can I come out from this sin, so much sin that I have committed? And at the time of my death, I have to suffer. And that suffering, now he can visualize as if it is happening now. Because Narada's words, it acted like an injection. Now he says, what is the remedy? What shall I do? If you want remedy, you break that bow and throw it. If I break that, then who will maintain my family? Maybe I do this business and whatever income, I maintain my family. I will maintain. Then immediately he broke it and threw it. Then what shall I do? You sit here and do Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And daily food I will send to you. So, he threw, within minutes, such a cruel animal like he, who used to kill two big animals, no heart, such a cruel fellow, hunter. Now he became a devotee. Repentance has come to him. Then he followed his guru, what he said, he threw it, and said, and began to repeat Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And it is sunset time has come. This fellow never returned home. And all of their family members are anxious. The villagers are all anxious whether he is surviving or was killed by some animal, might have died. So they came to this spot where he is. And when he came, he was doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He asked, so, why, what is this? What is this? This is the mantra given by my guru. Now I follow him and do that mantra. Have you taken food? No, I don't want food. He said he will send me food. And what they will do? I am not going to do this business again. I will never hunt, I will never kill and kill animals. Then they argued him, no argument, I am going to hear. My guru has said, I have. Because I want to save myself by killing animals, I protect you. That is a great sin that I commit. Who is responsible to destroy my sin? My Guru is responsible. He has told me that you break it and throw it and sit here. Do nama. So I am doing nama. Then devil is Satan. Oh, it's our villager. And let us once in a week one house should give food to him. And have distributed themselves for 30 days. They could get food daily and do it now. He said, not more, this much you have to bring. I don't want any more food from you. Only vegetable food. Dhanda was doing nama. And after 1 year passed, Narada and with a rishi was coming. And that rishi, Narada's, this fellow saw Narada from a long distance. And he saw that my divine master has come. He ran and threw his upper cloth on the ground and he offered his prostrations to him. Then the Parvata Muni asked Narada, what is this? Why should he throw a cloth on the ground and offer his ashtanga dandavat? Narada said that daily he used to kill big animals, more not big animals. Now he is feeling for the destruction of small animals, a small creature, even ant or any small creature may be walking and moving on the ground. So if I fall on it, then they may die. He is afraid of their death, small insects. Now to throw a cloth upon it, nobody will die. So this is ahimsa. Now he doesn't want to commit anything or harm to even a small insect. This is, how could he get this knowledge? Then they said, Lord Krishna has given that knowledge. Who is to give, kill heartless, kill big animals? Now he is afraid of the death of a small insect. So this is the blessings of Narada. And he said, Parvata Muni, it is the blessings of you, O Narada, your blessings. Otherwise, how such a ferocious, how such a cruel, and who has very cruel heart, who has no sympathy, nothing, but now he could get that sympathy by your grace. It is only the name and divine name can change them. If the divine name is in the proper process, obtained from a realized soul, and if he contemplates and determines and with full vigor, with full faith, he will do nama, then he will do no harm to anybody. So a devotee means the harmless creature. He will do no harm to human beings, no birds, no bees, no insects, none else. He is always following ahimsa paramo dharma. That is ahimsa. One should not harm any animal, any beast, any bird, physically or mentally, and orally also never harms. Because he follows Sunada Visunijana. Because he considers himself that I am the humbler, a life and humbler than a blade of grass. I must not harm anybody. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Now he says, sukhe dukhe samai kulpa, labha labho jaya jau. He is not happy receiving profit and he is not unhappy undergoing any loss. So he has no profit and no loss. He doesn't treat difference between good and bad. The good and bad, they follow him. Whatever we see in this world, the wealth will follow him, the knowledge will follow him, the beauty will follow him, everything should follow. Because a duty, a devotee, who can able to control the Supreme Lord through his devotion, the whole world is in the Lord's belly. So he is the mother. As the mother carries the child in her womb, the Lord Krishna carries the whole world in his body, in his mouth. Yes, Yashoda asked Krishna, did you take earth, eat earth? No, no, why should I eat earth? No, all the boys are, they speak like, even Balaram, he also, everybody, if I have taken, see my mouth. What did she see? No earth, but the whole universe in a globe in his mouth. That is, tvameva mata tvita tvameva. You are my mother, means what is that mother? Mother who carries the child in her womb is called mother. And the Lord carries the whole world in his womb. So he is the mother. And the father. And who protects me, the father. So like that, a devotee who has submitted to the Lord, sarva-dharmān parityajya mānekam saraṇam vrajo. Gita says, give up all your religions and dharmas and surrender to me. Surrender means, O Lord, I am yours. I have surrendered to you. My body, my mind, my friends, my relations, my kids and kin, my wealth, whatever is mine is yours. I am nothing mine. This body also yours. The cloth also yours, the flower garland yours, the chair yours, everything yours. I know you, nothing else. The devotee when completely surrendered and said, amito tumar, tumito amar, kukat aparodhana. I am yours and you are mine. What thing? Nothing else I want in this world. I have no concern with anything except you. I know you. You are my father, you are my wealth, you are my brother, you are my knowledge, you are my body, everything is you. I belong to you and you belong to me. I am yours and you are mine. Sādhavo hṛdayam mahyam, sādhu nāṁ tu hṛdayam paham, madanyatte nadānanti. Naham tebhyo manāgabhi. When Durvāsa could not get any shelter throughout 14 worlds, he went to Vishnu and requested the Lord, fall flat at Vishnu. O Lord, your Sudarshan Chakra, that Sudarshan Chakra is coming after me, want to kill me. You please save. I am traveling for 1 year. Take shelter. Nobody is accepting me. Nobody is helping me. Everybody says we cannot help. You go to Vishnu. I have come to you. It is your deceit. And now you can help me. you can save me. Then Vishnu said, I cannot save you. What is this all? If you do this, if you say this, to whom I can go and appeal? You are the supreme authority, and the weapon belongs to you. If you don't help, then who will help me? You must help. So please help. No, I cannot help you, but I will advise you. I advise you that you have committed offense. You please go there and offer your prayer to him. Then you will be saved. So, now he went to Ambarisha. Ambarisha Maharaj, who was performing Ekadasi Vrata for 1 year. Ekadasi without taking water, even one drop of water. And Dasami once in a day. And Dwadasi once in a day. And he spends his whole time, daily also, though he was emperor. Emperor, to see the empire, he has established a Congress committee who will look after the administration. And he was performing yajna on the border of Narmada River. All the rishi sages, they perform yajna. Now, his duty is from morning till night, always serving the Lord Krishna. Cleaning, washing and garland preparing or doing pujas. He is engaged in puja. All his senses, he was looking the Lord with his eyes, hearing the glories of the Lord through ears and smelling the flowers and tulsi offered at the feet of the Lord, smelling and taking prasad, vegetable prasad offered to him. Those prasad he prepares. Though he was an emperor, he is the servant of the Lord. I will offer. So he walks straight to the Lord. No wickets, and no chappals, no shoes, no sandals. And head for namaskar, everything. All his organs are engaged in the service of the Lord. 9 types of sravana, kirtana, smarana, archana, vandana, padasevana, and dasya, saksha, atmanaya. These 9 types of devotion he only performs. One devotee performs 9 types of devotion. He is called Ambarisha. Now Ambarisha was performing Ekadasi Vrata for 1 year. He completed that 1 year Vrata in Mathura. Now you go to Mathura on the banks of river Yamuna. And on Dwadasi day, before the Dwadasi, he distributed all food, cloth and gauze, everything he distributed. Now at last, only 5 minutes more, that Dwadasi tithi should not go beyond the limit of Dwadasi. Dwadasi goes crazy if he comes. If he takes anything, that will be an offense at the feet of the Lord Vishnu. Now, within these 5 minutes, the Durvasa came and he said, sir, you have come. My unfortunate, you please take bath and take prasad. I am waiting for the time, only 5 minutes. But he went to take bath, never returned timely. Then he thought, what shall I do now? If 5 minutes passes, I have to commit offense in the feet of the Lord, Vishnu. And now if I take something without offering the guest to whom I have invited, he will say that you have committed offense. I will come. Now what shall I do? Now in danger. Nobody, he consults so many great scholars to tell what he can do. Then nobody could give any suggestion. By talking to you, 5 minutes will be passed. Now he said, I will take one drop of water and just put it on my tongue. That is parana. That drop of water will never destroy my hunger. And it is not a food. And my thirst cannot be destroyed by the water. Now, niyama raksha, that is, I have kept the timely parana. If it is late, half an hour, no matter. Now, immediately, Durvasa came and Durvasa said, Maharaja, you are a kshatriya, you are a grihastha, whereas I am a yogi, I am a jnani, and I am a great scholar. I had been to Brahma with this body. You could not recognize me. You have committed offense. You promised me food. You did not give me food, and you took. He said, sir, I have not taken any food because you are coming late. Now I should not commit offense at the feet of this brata, Vishnu brata. So I have taken one drop of water and just I put it on my tongue. It is absorbed on the tongue only, it never entered inside the throat. Now you will excuse me. No excuse. I will punish you. So saying, he removed one of his jata and threw it on the ground. And there came a burning devil with a sword in hand. He wanted to kill Ambarish. Going towards Ambarisha. Ambarisha with folded hands. Though he is emperor, he has got military force. Everything he has got, he can do anything. But as if he has done a great offense, he was with folded hands, he was waiting there. And that devil, when he came nearer, immediately Sudarsana came down. Sudarsana, the disciple. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, four arms. One is Chakra, like a wheel. And that, the powerful Chakra, it can destroy the whole world. Now, when it, because Lord Vishnu has given that, asked that Chakra, you must save Ambarisha, so that none can able to do any harm to him. Not only to him, you must look after his empire. You must go around his empire. If anybody attacks his empire, you should save them. Now, this Sudarsana has come, and when Sudarsana came, it destroyed this devil. And when the devil was destroyed, then it came towards this fellow. Who has created this devil? And now he is running, afraid of death, he is running. Durvasa was running after Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Swarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Sattaloka, he came to Brahma. Nobody could give him shelter. He came to Brahma to save Misha. Brahma said, I cannot save. This weapon belongs to Vishnu. We are to carry the orders of Vishnu. Through the orders of Vishnu, I create the world. And when he rejected, they went to Mahadeva and requested him to save him. Mahadeva said, I cannot help. I am only his servant. I follow him, his advice, and destroy the world whenever he wants. And so when they were rejected, when he was rejected by them, he went to Vishnu. Now Vishnu said, you go to Ambarish, you have committed offense. He was a king, he was emperor, he can kill you. He would have killed you, but he never did it, because he is a devotee. He is a devotee. He always wants to respect all. He never harms to anyone. So he did not harm you. Though emperor, he has got his ammunition, he has got his military force, and they can do any harm to you, but he never likes it. Now he himself to suffer, but he never allows others to suffer. Never wants to take revenge. If anything one comes wrong, I want to take revenge. Oh, you have done this, I will do this. You have done this harm to me, I will do this harm to you. This is the revenging attitude. The devotee has no revenging attitude. He always forgives. They forget that. And Ambarish Maharaja forgave this yogi. And now he said, you have committed offense. He has done no harm to you. You came late, and that also he preserved his promise without giving you food, he never took. Now he is waiting, already 1 year he is waiting for food. Without giving you food, he cannot take food. He wants to keep that promise. Now it is already 1 year you are traveling. Now you go there and offer your prostration to him and beg him to excuse you. Then he will excuse. Then Sudarshan Chakra will go. Till then Sudarshan Chakra will never go. I cannot order Sudarshan Chakra, because in my heart Ambarisha is there. Sadhava hurdayam mayam, sadhu naam tu hurdayam tam. My heart is Ambarisha. I am the heart of Ambarisha. Ambarisha is my heart. So what I have to do? Ambarisha must be the key. He has got the key to open the door. The heart will be opened to you if he gives it. So he is my heart, I am his heart. Now you go to him. Oh, then he went and saw Ambarisha waiting with folded hands. Sir, I am waiting for you. You have come to take my food. Our food was prepared, and he took food. And then he said, yes, now I could recognize, I could realize the strength of a Vaishnava, a sadhu, a saint, or the power you possess. I thought I am more powerful than you. You are a kshatriya and a grihastha. But I am not a grihastha, I am a brahmin, I am a brahmachari. My power now, completely my power was defeated before devotion. So I could now understand the devotion of the Lord, and devotees possess such capacity. I could now understand. So I offer my prostrations to you. No, he says, don't offer your prostration. I am a grihastha. I must prostrate to you. So send me prostrate. So such is the character of a sadhu. One must be a sadhu. Sadhu means who finds no fault with anybody. No fault. He says, I am the person who commit faults. But the sadhus will never commit fault. They are not, they never to commit wrong. I am the person. I will commit wrong. I will commit fault. I am the sinner. But the sadhus are all pure. So this is the correct conception. Correct conception, perfect conception. That the Lord is Ishvara, Sarva Bhutana. He is dwelling in each and every object. He is the movement. He drives the whole universe. All are being moved by Him because He is there. He is there. The Lord is there. That Atma is there. Without that Atma, Sat, He is Sat, Chit and Ananda. That Ananda, that happiness you realize, it is due to His existence here. Because He is in this body, He is in this body, you can have that knowledge and you can attain that bliss, happiness. Who is that happiness giving you? That Lord, who is dwelling you. When He leaves you, this will be a corpse taken to the ground and buried or fired. It's finished. This body has no value. I am without God. I am a dead body. Now, I am a body with life. What is that life? The Lord is life. And the Lord has vacated this body, then I am a corpse. This corpse, if they touch it, they must take bath. Now this body, if anybody touches, Lord, he must go and take bath. And if it is kept for one day, then all germs will come out from that body. It must be buried immediately. And it must be burned to ashes. If you keep the body, how long will you keep? In the ice, they keep. No, it cannot be kept for a long time. It will be destroyed because the life has gone. Life, what is that life? Nobody can perceive, nobody can understand, nobody can say anything. Even the greatest scientist cannot say. Only a transcendental scientist can say this is Atma. That Atma is invincible and more powerful and is not visible. You cannot see with your eyes and hear about and take everything. You lose when He blesses you. Now He is everywhere. If He blesses you, then you can know everything. You can taste everything. And without His blessing, nothing can be done. Now our great effort, our doing fastings, or distributing prasadam, or accepting vegetable food and offering to the Lord, all the difficulties, all these penance, we perform only for the mercy of the Lord. If the aim is not there, mercy of the Lord, we can do anything, we will take birth again. Again and again we take birth, again and again we die and punarapi janmam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathari sayanam. Iti saṃsāre putatvara dosa kathamyam ānavatava santosa. Where do you think that you have got happiness? How can you be happy? You are in the circle of birth and death. Or always, how can you be happy? It is happiness like there is as the big wheel, like this. It has four seats, down four seats, on the other side diameter. This diameter, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four diameters, four benches are there, four boys can sit. And Now with ill terms, ill terms, when these poor boys goes up, they are up, welcome. And they cannot laugh for a long time. Again it will move, they will come down. And when they come down, they are not happy. And they are anxious again to go up. So the wheel will give one turn, two turns, three turns, four turns, or five turns, or 10 turns and stuff. And they have to get down and go. Whatever they have paid, it is spent. Now like that, sukha, dukkha, what is happiness, unhappiness, they are like in this, in the wheel, time wheel. We only feel happy, we only feel unhappy. The moment what we want can be achieved, then if they say that such comes up, oh, you have come up. Oh, you see everything. But when they come down, I will come down again. Again you go, day and night, daytime, some animals, some creatures will be happy, and night, some other creatures will be happy. So day and night, they are side by side, and profit and loss, side by side, and happiness and unhappiness, side by side, and praising, and abusing, side by side. One may praise you, you will be happy. One may ridicule you, you will be unhappy. One will do help to you, you will be accepting. One who wants to take help from you, he is not feeling well. Like this, happy, healthy, unhealthy, day and night, and the punya loka and the papa loka. Punya loka is sarga and papa loka is naraka. So hell and heaven side by side. If you go to heaven, you enjoy. If you come to hell, you suffer. The side by side. You cannot stay in this world in one position. Now, both you have to. Now, if you want to come bandha, bandha pito bhimatsara, if you want to cross these bandhas, then you will never suffer. You will never be unhappy. You always adjust yourself with the Supreme Truth, the Supreme Lord, the Absolute Truth, Lord Krishna's abode, where there is no darkness, always light. But here, day and night, in the day we see, in the night, the dark we cannot see. But there, all, every moment, every second is with light, with knowledge, with light. With the Lord, it is the Lord. Na tatra bhāsayate surjo, na śāśāṁ kornaṁ pāvaka. The sun gives light in the daytime, the moon gives light in the night time, but that light is more superior than this sunlight and moonlight and firelight. These lights are inferior. The light, divine light, which helps the sun, moon, stars, and the fire god, it is through the help. Only they give light to you, but he is more light. That light we can have through his mercy. So let us try for that light. He is that Lord Krishna, who is blowing the flute. Let us hear that flute. If we concentrate on our mind on the flute, we cannot move. We will stick up. Our body will become movementless. Because if that delight we have stambha, sarira becomes tired, my body becomes stiff, doesn't move. Mahaprabhu, when he sees Jagannath, he cannot utter Jagannath out of ecstasy. He says Jagagaga, Jagagaga. That stage, that is the super state, the joy, that ananda. We enjoy that ananda. And that ananda due to ecstasy, we cannot. His heart, body was trembling. He falls down on the ground, senseless. His eyes become very, very big. And his hands, 100 people cannot bend it. And the color changes. And the water coming out from him, from his eyes. He was exhibiting this scenery and for 18 years in that room, small room, in Gambhira at Puri, Mahapur. No food, little food, whenever. Whole body is a skeleton and is always weeping, weeping for the separation. And Radha was separated from Krishna. Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. Radha must not move from Vrindavan. Remember Krishna always, and all the pastimes were done when Krishna was in Vrindavan for 12 years. Now, after 12 years, Krishna went away. From Mathura he went, said he will come, he never came. They say, I will come on the fourth day. Every morning they get up and count fourth day, and they said he will be promised us to come on fourth day. So from that day they left. They count fourth day. If today is Sunday, Saturday. From Saturday, fourth day. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday he will come. He did not come. Saturday passed. Then he entered to Sunday. From Sunday he comes. Sunday, 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Sunday. Thursday he will come. So Monday did not come. Again, this Sunday has gone to Monday, and from Monday 4 days. And again he did not keep his promise. So from Tuesday they will be told to me. All that, the 4 days. They remember only he was 4 days. Every day count and 4 days. After 4 days he will come. But he never comes. Never comes. So they are weeping day and night, weeping, weeping. Haribol, Haribol, Habansa, Galbatar, Bhattar. Arbhasandar Devata, today you have got
program.
Somewhere.
60 kilometers from here.
Huh?
60.
Tell them. Or
They know. You know there is a program today? Someone doesn't know?
No, our master
program.
Now we are cooking complete.
Oh yeah.
Cooking finished.
Cooking finished.
Ah, you are prasad.
After you we take.
Yes, yes. Haribol, Mohan Pyare.
Mohan Pyare. Pyare.
मंत्री बजे धीरे धीरे मोहन प्यारे जरी मंत्री बजे धीरे धीरे जमुना की धीरे मंत्री बजे धीरे धीरे मोहन प्यारे जरे मंत्री बजे धीरे धीरे यू मस्ट सिंग दिस because they are the original songs of all Brajavasi. In the Vrindavan, Vrindavan, they sing these songs. Mohana Pyari, Mohana Pyari. There is another song. There are so many songs. All Brajavasi still Parampara gaya sing the songs. All UP and our, what is the Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, these three states, they all the devis, their parampara, they learn these songs and they sit. Any function, they will do bhajan. They always sing the bhajan. In marriages, in any ceremony, they all sit and do one hour bhajan. And Mirabai, she belonged to Rajasthan. She was even of the wife of some Rana. Rana means the king. And they wanted to kill her by giving poison. So having belief on the Lord, they drank that poison. Nothing happened. He was safe. Now he left the house. He came to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami was there. And she appealed Jiva Goswami to give darshan. But Jiva Goswami rejected that appeal, saying that we are not seeing any lady. Then she said, who is a Purusha here? One Purusha is Krishna. All are ladies. We are all ladies. Krishna is one Purusha. We are not Purusha. We are not male members. We are also female. I am a female, you are also female. In one respect, it is also like that. But as a rule, as a brahmachari, he is a brahmachari, Jiva Goswami. You cannot. Completely rejected. And teaches. Bina premna mile nandala ala. Her songs are very. Nita nihane se hari mile to jal jantu hoi. If I always take baths in sacred rivers, always, can I get Hari? Can I get the Lord? No. If you take baths always, if you get Hari by taking baths, then there are so many creatures in the water, even the fish and the tortoise and the crocodile, they also will get Hari. You cannot get performing your tapas in the water. Jalam kake hari mile to badur bandarai. If I survive on fruits and roots, I don't take food. And if you, by eating root and fruit, if you get Lord, then so many bats and the monkeys, they survive on fruits and roots. They also can get Lord. So by taking food, as a food, fruit and roots of the tree, you think you can get Lord? No. You cannot get. And Tirna Bhakane ke Bahari Mileta Bahutamrugada. I always take this grass, green grass. I eat that green grass and live, survive, and do penance. And there he says, by eating grass, you can get the mercy of the Lord. Then there are goats, there are sheep, there are cows, and wood, they always eat with grass. They can get the Lord. Asti chodke hari mile to bahut rahe khoda. If one gives up the association of a female, he can get. No, there are khoda. Khoda means they are male members, but their organs are like female organs. So they are all male, so they will have no attachment. They have got detachment with female. That shows that they can get the Lord's mercy, no. Dudhi ke hari mile to bahut matshabala. If I only drink milk and survive dupe and if you attain the Lord, then the boy who survive his milk, always the boy, after the 5th year or 10th year, they eat, drink milk, mother's milk. Now mother's milk or not breast milk is not, never, nobody knows what breast milk is. And those who survive on milk, they also will get milk. So mera kahe bina prem na mile nandalala. Mera says, unless you perform the devotional love towards Krishna, you cannot get. Love is towards Krishna is necessary. We do not know what love is. When Mother Yashoda was churning the butter, or not the butter, but to get the butter, they churn the curd, and milk. The butter will float on the surface. And now Krishna woke up and caught hold of that stick. Never allows Yashoda to churn it. Then Yashoda thought, perhaps he is hungry. Now she took her on her breast, she gave milk to Krishna. And now Krishna laughs. So giving, thinking that the Krishna is inferior to me, I am the savior of Krishna, I am the protector of Krishna, though this Krishna is protecting the whole world and saving the whole world. Yet now he is crying. Why he is crying? He is crying only for milk, for my breast milk. Though he is protecting the whole world, now I am also preparing this butter for him only. For him only I have got 100 servants. They can do this, but I must do the service of my boy. I'll preserve that butter for my boy. I will keep that butter in my hand always. Whenever Krishna comes from this side, comes from the other side, he takes butter. It's butter. So this is the affection. This is out of affection. The mother knows what is affection. And the child is weeping and is taking, while taking mother's breast milk, he has committed something wrong, so he may slap her and throw her on the ground. That child will be crying. But many other women, they come and come. Your mother is the seed demon. She doesn't know. She is beating you. You come. No, the child will never go to anybody. Anybody except the mother, against him, it will come to the mother, though the mother beats her. But it is not beating out of less affection. It is full affection. The mother knows that. That sort of affection you don't find in Western countries. No, I cannot get that. It is natural. The society, when people were brought up by mother's breast milk, they had that affection. Now after delivery in Russia, they used to give the child, the mother used to give the child in the hospital. Only the nurses will look after and she will pay monthly something and he will be brought up there. He will be educated there. He will be married there. Where is the relation with the mother? Where is the relation with the affection? What is the motherly affection the boy child doesn't know? Child doesn't know. It is like a machine. A machine producing head or something. Machine producing. You go to machine, you see how these machines, they pile up, they bring iron stone and boil it and it becomes a fluid and they throw it, they take, it will come like burning, it is burning. You will come and go there, the sand land with that and there it will throw it there. And in that hole, they will go and become blocks. And those things, they will prepare the shape, steam rakes, steam and the seeds, steam seeds. One machine, that block becomes thick, this much. And it goes to second machine. It produces thick, broader, so larger than that. And another, it still larger. Another till that, a tenth machine, it will form the ray and it will cut and that will be thrown into the water there. Not water, sand. This is how they prepare. And that, like a machine, now here, this affection of children and the relation between mother and the child is only temporary. In India, in Eastern culture, no. They never allow that wife to go to a hospital. But now they are also following you. Eastern culture, they are following. Though they follow only for delivery, they say. After delivery, they bring home. And everything, this affection is there. Affection is there. That can realize. Now you must realize that affection. If you, that affection is called prema. And the child understands that the relation between the child and the mother is the beginning of knowing affection. Then you are thinking about Krishna, prema. First you must know from the father, from the mother and the child. This is affection, this is also prema. The resemblance of that prema you find from the mother and its child. The relation between mother and the child from the beginning. Hare Krishna, now we shall move. Open Sakal Bhattar Bhattar Bhattar
Bhattar Bhattar Bhattar Bhattar Bhattar
Yeah. Good.